Greetings to shortwave listeners around the world, no matter where you may be. You are tuned to the Australian DX Report, coming to you from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. This is Bob Padula on behalf of the Electronic DX Press Radio Monitoring Association with another roundup of shortwave station news concerning world broadcasting. And a reminder that all times, days and dates in our programs are in UTC.
Greetings to shortwave enthusiasts around the world. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, with another edition of the Australian DX Report. These magazines provide news of shortwave broadcasting stations, monitoring summaries, propagation news, and other information concerning world international broadcasting. As I start to remind you that full detailed QSLs are available for correct reports received for these episodes. The address will be given at the end of the program. And to note that all times, days and dates given in our episodes are in UTC and we use the 24-hour time system. The episodes are compiled from resources made available by the Electronic DX Press Radio Monitoring Association, which is based here in Melbourne.
Starting our program for this time, we have our usual information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, concerning solar activity. The IPS reports that solar activity continues to remain low. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 127, that's 127, and the equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to 80, that's 80. And those levels are not expected to change significantly in the immediate future, which just means that high frequency propagation on long distance paths over darkness or semi-darkness routes on frequencies above about 15 megahertz will not be very reliable, but frequencies on daylight paths, on frequencies on channels above 50 megahertz, will be satisfactory. That's over long distances. Now, some shortwave station news. We're well into the new transmission season. That's the A2013 transmission season. Then there have been hundreds of frequency, schedule and time changes for international broadcasters. An interesting observation is the station using the slogan "Press Now." Station based in Holland or Netherlands, and it uses facilities over various brokered relays. The current schedule is as follows. On 11650 from 0400 to 0600 via the Santa Maria di Galleria relay station in the Vatican. And parallel with 15550 from Dubaya in the UAE. And 15150 from 1500 to 1630 from a new site at Madagascar. That's a new broadcasting facility which has been given approval to commence. It's not yet started and it's not certain when it will actually be on the air. And another frequency for Press Now is 15725 from 1500 to 1630, also from the Santa Maria di Galleria relay station. And 11650 at 0400 is currently giving quite good reception here in Melbourne. Now, the Voice of Russia. Current schedule for English programs to Australia are as follows. Between 0600 and 1000, two frequencies only now, 21820 from Novosibirsk and 21800 from Irkutsk. So it would appear that the Voice of Russia is another broadcaster to contract or reduce its shortwave services. Now, we have some more international shortwave news as we move into the new schedule period. This includes the Voice of Korea from Pyongyang. station appears to have put into place some new higher power transmitters, and some of these noted recently in Melbourne are as follows. These are between 2100 and 2200. A 9650 in Japanese, a 9875 and 11635 in Chinese, and on 13760 and 15245 in English. So some frequencies for the Voice of Korea. In Radio Japan, NHK Tokyo continues to broadcast to Australia. There's two daily services, one in our mornings and one in our evenings. The evening service is 10:00 to 10:30 in English, and the morning service is 20:00 to 21:00 in Japanese. And they're both on 9625 in the 31 metre band. China Radio International for the current season. English programs to Australia are as follows. A900 to 1000 from Kunming on 17650. 1000 to 1100 on 13790 from Yinhua, and that's parallel with 15210 from Kunming. And between 1000 and 1100 on 1200 and 1300 on 11760 from Kunming. So some frequencies for China Radio International for the new transmission season. Now some information concerning monitoring for the A13 period, which I made recently here in Melbourne. A number of items to pass on to you. First of all, the 0300 to 0330 period, that's our early afternoon. 25 metre band, 11855. The BBC from Kishinev, Moldova, an interesting relay in Persian. 11895. The IBB from Kuwait in Pashto, and 11925, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Russian, and 11940 in Dari, and the Arabic service from Iran on 11660. Now 11995, the BBC from the Yerevan, Armenia relay station in Urdu, and 12060, the voice of Russia from the Yerevan, Armenia relay in Spanish. And 11610, Adventist World Radio from Nauen in African languages. Now 0400 to 0430, several frequencies noted. These include 9715, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran at 0430, 9800, Radio Romania International, signing on at 0430, 11670, All India Radio in Arabic, 11875, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Middle Eastern languages, 13685, Radio France International from Issoudun in French, that's at 0420. Another frequency for Iran is 13750 in Swahili, 0430. And 9435, the voice of Russia from Yerevan in Armenia, at 0425 in Spanish. 12025, English from the Voice of America from Botswana, at 0435. And 12130, the IBB from Kuwait, broadcasting 0435 to the Indian subcontinent. Now 9720, Radio Cairo in Egypt, in English and Spanish at 0300. And another frequency for the Islamic Republic of Iran broadcasting is 13660 in Russian at 0315. And the station also heard on 13740 in Dari. Now at the top end of the 22 metre band, 13825, the BBC from Tashkent in Uzbekistan in Persian. And 15210 at 0315, China Radio International in Hindi from the Kashi relay station. And 15285, Philippines Broadcasting Service from Tanang, broadcasting in Tagalog. 15350, China Radio International in Hindi from Kashi. And 15365, Deutsche Welle from Kigali in Rwanda, broadcasting in English. And two frequencies for the Voice of Greece at 0330, 15630 and 15650, both carrying Greek language programs. And 11635, World Harvest Radio International in English, called the reception at 0400. So that's a roundup of some signals noted recently here in Melbourne in our early afternoon period. Quite good reception from all continents across the bands that were open at the time.
That's all we have time for in our episode of the Australian DX Report, which came to you from Melbourne in Victoria, Australia. I'd just like to remind you that we offer full detail QSL cards showing Australian scenes and wildlife for correct reports received for these broadcasts. We also offer an email QSL service for reports sent via the internet or email. Full details about the QSL service are available at the Electronic DXpress homepage, which is simply edxp.org. So until our next program, this is Bob Padula in Melbourne in Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening. Thanks for being with us and good DX. See you soon.
And that's all in our program this time. So this is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening. Thanks for being with us. Good DX and goodbye for now. See you soon.